Hello, I'm T.S. Wright, founder and president of the God Center Concept and host of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Our mission is clear. We are here to help spark a great harvest, a revival, if you will, across the United States. That's why we are launching the 2540 campaign. Over the next 40 days, we're going to ask people to join us, just like you, and to give a one-time tax-deductible gift of $25 and partnering us with this mission, and then sharing this vision with other people so we can expand our reach in powerful ways. God is calling us to work, and together we can see lives transformed and hearts awaken. You can simply scan this QR code or go to www.godcenteredconcept.com to make this one-time gift to our ministry. Thank you for being a part of this community. Your prayers and your support mean more than you will ever know. May God bless you in all that He calls you to do. And as we always say here, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth with the purpose of spreading revival. Now, your host, T.S. Wright. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. I am your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Before we dive into today's episode, if you haven't already, just please take a moment and give us a follow or subscribe and like the show. This ensures you won't miss out on any future episodes. And I want to thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Now joining us today is Ray Como. Yes, you heard it right. Como, just like Perry Como. That way you know how that name's pronounced. He's been interviewed for TV by Jack Canfield, who is author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. If you guys are a little bit older, you probably remember that series, and it's still out there even now, the books and stuff. He is an advocate for helping to stop viewers, help them stop watching porn. He is an EXPY award winner and a multi-best-selling co-author. At present, he is the National Education Coordinator for Outreach and Reentry Ministry and the National Redemption Project. So, Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott, for being here.
You bet.
I'm pleased. I'm so delighted.
Hey, and we are just emphatically excited to have you on the show, because you and I have already talked one time and had a really good about 45-minute visit, and now we're going to actually get to talk about this on the air. So what I want to do, Ray, is just kick this off, and you just share your story, kind of how all this started, just to give our listeners a feel from where kind of where all this came from.
Back in 2010, my wife left to come to Costa Rica, where I am now, to take care of her mom. And about a month later, I wanted to buy a lot. Okay, and I kept asking God, the Lord, about what I was going to do. We always, you know, sometimes when we want to do something, God, give me a sign. We don't know whether to buy it. And I was going to 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. I needed to make the decision and make a call. 4:28. Right there at my desk, at my house, in front of me, believe in me. Now, if you see something like that, a lot of us, I wish more people would see a sign, okay? But you think about it. All right, I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm saying, that's for me. That's, you know, and I felt the whoosh in my hair, and I'm thinking about it, and I said, okay, I saw it. So I held on to this. I told everybody, you know, and okay. 5 years later, I'm leaving New Jersey. I sold my business. The last day, I'm saying goodbye to a customer, and I told him about this calling. And he said, well, Ray, what'd you do about it? And I said, Pete, what do you mean? He says, Ray, you were given a gift.
Amen.
I can't tell you the rush, the feeling. Okay, I said, oh, Pete. It was just like a wing. Okay, Pete, you're right. And I looked around, and I said goodbye to him. I knew I was going to see him again. I left that night to the next day. I was thinking. The next day, I had the title of the book that I have today, What Bad We Do. The subtitle came later, but What Bad We Do, and I knew what I needed to write about. I needed to put in the book all the things that we did bad. Okay, we've all done things, some things, you know, some worse than others. And it took me, a while. I said, I need to write a book. If you've never written a printed word before, it's like, what do I do now? So you start the mechanism going. 3 weeks later, I needed a website. They said, they got to have a website. SoulsDirection.com came to me real quick. And I knew saving souls, them knowing what they did wrong, okay, asking forgiveness, that they can go see to the next life. If you don't ask forgiveness, if you've done all the crap that we've done, it's so in the book is pornography, lying, swearing, bullying, racism, rape, sexual assault, trafficking, all the different things that people do wrong. And just published a book, and I just over the last few months I realized just how bad pornography has become. Millions of people are watching. But the thing that annoyed me the most, nobody talks about the girls, the young children that are in the videos. I just saw it last week. 300 million children in 2024 were abused. Mm. 300 million abused. But hundreds of thousands are...
It's almost the population of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. It's so many. We are just gone on really around the wrong road for so long. And if I may, I found the editor put in a saying that he found from Albert Einstein back in 1939. The world will not be destroyed by evil, only by those who watch and don't do anything to stop it. An excellent, excellent quote from him. And this is a guy that, you know, we look up to. So but look at what's happening today. So it's very true what's happening.
It's sad. It's discouraging a lot of times. But the good news is we do have a hope that we can be pulled out of this. And we have a hope that can bring us out of that. And that, of course, is our Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's... Amen.
Amen. A Gallup poll did a survey. And it said 41% of the survey that sent it back believed it's morally okay to watch pornography.
That's 41%. That's horrible.
We're really... They've walked away from God. Okay.
Yeah.
When I started thinking about before, when you look in church, okay, you see the population of the church, the people in the church attending, little by little, it's going down and down. Used to see a lot of people in church. It's like, it's empty. Why? I mean, they've walked away, but they've just decided they just walked away. Or they're doing wrong things and they're embarrassed to come back. That's another, you know.
That is.
So,
it is.
There are parents that put their children to bed and then go watch pornography in the other bedroom. With the kid. How do you... It's a shame. We've gone down the wrong track. So I hope what I do, I can discourage. First of all, you have to make viewers know that they're watching these children, and that they are the demand for the supply of all these children that they're watching. It's been a snowball going down a mountain. So I hope, you know, through all the education that I do, that, you know, somebody has to, not a slap in the face, but, you know, hello, you know, anybody in there?
That's right.
We have to start realizing. So that's...
So, yeah. So Ray, I'm going to let you take this a step further, and you sort of already started to touch on this, but this book, What Bad We Do, talk to us about kind of the core messages in this book and really where the book leads us to, how it leads us for people to start working their way out of doing these things and to have the right mindset to get on the right path.
Yeah. About 3 years into the writing, I had one subtitle and I wanted to change it. And I realized, okay, I'm talking to the guilty. I'm in the book, I say, with exception that they can apologize for what they've done and they can come back. But I wasn't hinting on to the innocent. All the people that are innocent that still hadn't crossed the line yet. And everybody knows about the line. Okay, in life, crossing the line is mentioned in over 50,000 movies and periodicals. Okay, over the years. 50,000. But what I realized the line was, that's on the other side where the problems I've written in my book. When we want something that's not ours, we cross over this line and take it. Whether it's physically, mentally, monetarily, or a combination of all, that something's on the other side of the line. And everybody's lack of self-esteem today allows them to look at the line and say, all I have to do is just cross. We're being lured, all right? The devil is saying, go ahead, Ray, cross the line. It's okay. Go over there and take what you want. You cross the line and you go back. Okay, I got away with it. Guess what happens? Ray, come on back. You still haven't received that euphoria that you're looking for, and we cross back. So this is the trap that we run into, and that's what I call negphoria in my book, is the negative euphoria. We never there wasn't a word for that. Okay, we do euphoria, but there's a negative euphoria. Every time we do something bad, there's an excitement in us. It's negative, but there's an excitement. That's where the lack of self-esteem says, go ahead and cross, and we can do it. We have to build up the kids, okay, young kids. 16 to 24 is the 60% of the market of porn, pornography watching. So the kids cross over, that dopamine, that taxes their mind, and it draws them, and it keeps them there. It's not a drug, but it's a thing that you want to keep up replenishing this what you're doing. So that's why there's so much pornography. So it's there. So
it is.
The book became a complete thing. And I thank God so many times, and he talks to me all the time. I'm telling you. I don't know if I remember I showed you when we talked my medal. My wife.
Yes.
29 years ago, all right? She bought this medal. St. Gabriel, I had it in my pocket, but I never knew the real story about St. Gabriel. 29 years ago, she bought it, and it's been in my pocket ever since. He's the messenger. Okay? I've had it in my pocket all these years. He's the one that gave Mary the message that she was pregnant with Jesus. And I kept it, and I said, then I realized this. I said, oh my God, do I want to be the messenger? Why not? All the things that have happened over the years to me, why not? He's blessed me with a lot of signs, stories, words. Something else just happened 3 days ago. I'm doing crowdfunding on Indiegogo, and I've been waiting for a day. I'm waiting to pick a day. September 9th. Scott, September 9th is Children's Day. I'm going to announce on Children's Day the things to go out and publicize that we need to stop watching porn. We can't celebrate Children's Day without thinking of the children that are not going to make it.
You're right.
Yeah. The children are our future. Is it only all children, or is it a certain few that we can forget or leave behind? The human species is a very strange thing. So much good in us, okay? There's so much good, but we also seek the evil sometimes to stay on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, it's our sin nature. It's there.
We're a strange breed. That's why I'm here.
So, just so you guys know that today's episode is actually going to be aired on September 9th. We're going to air this episode on September 9th here. So if you're listening to this, you know September 9th, you're either listening on September 9th or afterwards. So we're going to air it on that day in commemoration of what Ray is talking about. So that's what we're going to do here and make sure that we hit that day for him. But I'm going to ask this question here. It's you. You talk about, you've interviewed people in prison. You talk about, there's some questions here about domestic violence and all this stuff on the rise and all that kind of stuff. Just maybe talk to some about some of that and, you know, bring out some of those experiences for people to listen to here while on our show.
So I missed that last point, Scott.
I said I asked if you've interviewed people in prison. And, you know, talk about some of that. Talk about some of the rise of domestic violence, you know, and all that type of stuff. So I know you've talked about some of this, whether you've been on shows or in your book and all that. Just give us a picture of some of that that's going on. I know people hear it in the news and stuff, but show us, like, I mean, give us the real numbers. Give us the real stuff that you've learned here and in doing all this.
I've talked to guys, you know, coming out mostly out of prison. You don't really get a chance to talk to the ones in prison. I'm supposed to go in November to teach at juvenile detention centers about my book, What Bad We Do. But the guys I talked to, there was one, Reginald. Reginald was in prison for, I think, 16 years. And he was getting out in a year. And one day the warden came to him and said, Reggie, your daughter was killed last night in a bar. And he was like, oh my God. And within a very short period of time, he said, Warden, I want you to put me in the hole. Okay? He says, I get out in a year. He says, I know I'm going to go out there and hurt somebody. The anger is starting to build up in him. And he put him in the hole for 2 months. Okay? And while he was in there, and this happens to so many guys, okay? Lord, the guy came to him and said, you will forgive the people that killed your daughter. I want you to forgive them that they killed your daughter. He came out. He did his time. Now he rented an apartment, a room, and that's all. He has his TV. That's all he wants to know. He got over it. Okay, while he was in there, he couldn't go to the funeral. Okay, but the guy can. And a lot of guys that are, if you're young, you're in prison, you're angry. It's very hard for God to break through that anger. Okay. When you get out, you start looking for the trauma, the problems that created it, what they call the triggers. And the triggers are there. If you go back to your old town, your old bar, your old friends, the triggers are there. So we teach in our preparation, transition, and stabilization is our three things that we teach these guys. Last week, we just opened up another halfway house in Alabama. 14 people are going to be in there. But they need to find God, okay, and they start accepting life back the way it used, you know, the way, not the way they had it before. It was not very good what they had before. We give them a job within 48 hours. They're in a home. Everything is taken care of for them, but they get a job. That's the most important thing, is to put money in their pocket. So, but these guys, God, they see God. God comes and says, okay, come on out. Come back to life. So, that's an enlightenment I cherish so many times with these guys. And the guys that live in the house. You know, they got stories. They got stories.
So I actually have a guy that, one of my discipleship groups that I lead, that we do, that are, you know, local. So I have three discipleship groups. One of them, this husband and wife team, are big into AA. They sponsor people, all that. And then they also, as part of all of that, they go in and do prison ministry. So they're a part of all that. And it's kind of interesting. Some of the stuff you're saying sounds very familiar to me, because I hear some of these same types of stories of the same type of stuff that you're talking about. And what that just shows you guys as listeners here, that, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are, that they're thinking, you know, they want to serve God, but their thinking's off. Their thinking's wrong. And what part of following Christ is that we learn to become obedient, and our moral compass has to grow. That's part of the Holy Spirit, is that the moral compass helps us to grow so that when we have those triggers happen that would make us angry or desiring something that we really shouldn't have, that we learn to let the Holy Spirit take over to stop those things, to not even let those things enter into our mind. You know, it goes back to the Bible verse, take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. And it's really understanding how the Holy Spirit works in us is such a big part of this. And, you know, I know we get in those discussions in our discipleship group, and, you know, it's trying to translate those messages to people who are broken, who are in despair, who are turning to other things to attach to try to rid themselves of whatever it is they're suffering from, their pain, the things they feel like they have these voids in their life, and they're trying to fill those things with things that will never fill them. All they're going to do is lead them down a path that leads them away from God, whether it's drugs, alcohol, porn, and all of that stuff. And so to remember that it is Jesus that fills those gaps, that fills those voids. He is the one that leads us through and out of that wrong type of thinking. It truly is. And, you know, I just want to commemorate you, Ray, and really applaud you for the type of work you're doing, because in a lot of cases, I already know that type of work is thankless. You know, we get people on here that are speaking in front of audiences and stuff, and you know, they're getting the big hand claps and all that. You go in and you start working with prison ministry, and you're getting with people who are stepping out of prison. You're helping them in those type of situations and the type of people that you're reaching. It can be a pretty daunting and thankless type of work. So I hope you guys listening understand that what Ray is doing is, I mean, he's getting down in the trenches and really working with people that are in some really desperate situations.
Yeah.
So you guys need to understand that. And I have connections into that world, and so I understand a lot of what Ray's doing. And you guys, I'm telling you listeners, you need to pay attention to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, and you talked about it, and I'm going to just bring this up to let you kind of expand on this, is how our society is lost, and I've said this too, but I want you to say it, is really lost their concept of God.
When you live away from God, okay, long enough, you know, a lot of times you're susceptible to the surroundings, okay? And the first person that comes along and says, you got to go along to get along. Otherwise, you know, if you're being separated, whether you're in the prison or outside, you can be separated, and they make you feel separated. So what do you feel like doing? You're an outcast. You don't want that. You know, you're on a list that, you know, they don't go near you. So guess what? They join. Okay? They join. Okay, I'll go along. So you got to go along to get along. And that goes to prison or outside. High school, the wrong part of town. You have to live there, okay? Your mom is there, your dad is there, in most cases, some cases not. But you need the two parents. But you got to go along, because your mom's not there. When you leave the house, that's it. You're in another world, and you're being susceptible to all those things. They can teach you a lot of things, but as soon as you get out of that house, the peer pressure that's there, and they do it very abruptly, or little at a time. And
that's right.
God forbid you're even...
So I'm going to let you, Ray, also take this to the next step now. You know, talk about how people can change and how they're in these desperate situations, but how change can happen. Because we always know that there is something out there that we have hope for that. So talk about that and with your experiences and the things that you've done and they've written about.
First thing is the job. I mean, for anybody, is the feeling that, like what I teach too also, you got to be able to look in the mirror and say, I like you. The first kind of hesitation, you know, and we all look in the mirror, but there's the time when you're feeling, if you have a good self-esteem for yourself, it's okay. You look in the mirror and blah. But as your thing, the situations that happen in life start going down, okay, you start looking longer. You start thinking longer about what's wrong with me? What have I done? You've not done a thing, but it's just your circumstances. If you don't take care, your circumstances, everybody has the circumstances. Everybody. But if you don't take care of them in the right way, if you're not taught, okay, if you're not feel, you got to reach out. Okay, there's always reaching out that the bed is there right next to you. But you have to reach out to where you can learn the different things. And never go back. When they come out of prison, you teach never to go back where you were. You have to go to another town, okay? Your family has to agree with it, and you have to go to another town and get away from the old haunts, the triggers, and have a job, and the support system. Okay, do you know they get out of jail? They get a very short time. Here's $15. Take care. Where's $15 going to take you?
Nowhere.
No ID. You've lost. You don't have your ID anymore.
So, $15. That won't even get you an Uber across town.
No, doesn't go anywhere. So what happens? You get picked up. You're loitering. What are you doing? No place to go. A lot of them don't have a place to go. And they get stopped again, arrested again. A lot of times now, the sheriff knows about our situation, or a lot of them around the country, that hey, I got somebody for you. I'm going to bring him over. And he's been living under a train track. Okay? And they bring him over, and this situation happens time and time again every day. Thank goodness that the system is out there. But the ones they don't touch, okay, those have been had a sexual offense against them. That is, they can't really. They have a very tough time finding a place to live. It's a very hard. When you go down that hole that far, that stigma is there. Boom, it's on you, and very hard to continue life, and you get in trouble again. It's hard. We can't accept people. Because if the home that we have, the two homes, if they're in a certain area, you can't accept. So that happens, but in that situation, but in so many around, the people now that are, okay, I'm going to get back to watching porn, their friends start learning about what's happening to them. Okay, they can't go near you. They don't want you around. It's relationships to relationships. You have to stay, you have to find that place and not go there. That's wrong for you, because it will pick up and will increase on you. I know I get back to that, but I know what's out there, and it's going rampant.
Exactly. It's unfortunately, we have, there's a lot of that type of stuff that goes on, and we always, we have a lot of people that are in these desperate situations. And unfortunately, they have painted themselves into a corner. We get that. But there does have to be, we have to have, if they're coming out of prison, we got to have something for them, or they're just going to end up right back there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a process to get them connected, at least into some type of thing that will help them, get, at least have some type of a living and be able to survive on the outside world. If they don't, they're just going to start doing the same things over, and they're going to end up right back in. I mean,
nobody can help me. They build up that wall. Nobody can help me. And that's very hard to break through. That's very hard to break through. Very hard.
So,
but persistence, is rewards. There's a reward in persistence on both ends.
And people doing what you do, it helps those people a lot that are in those situations. And so we tend to think that we want to reach out to the victims and we want to help the victims, and that is all true, and we should. We absolutely need to be reaching out and helping people who are victims of all of this type of stuff, and we need to have places where we can help them reacclimate into society without living in crisis mode all the time and deal with their trauma. We need that. But people who have also committed these crimes, and obviously there's hardened criminals that are going to be in prison their whole life, we get that. But the people that are going to be released and not be in prison their whole life, we also have to have outreaches for them. I know that that's hard sometimes to say, hey, they've done this crime and they deserve it. But guess what?
Yeah.
They do serve their consequence.
Oh, yeah.
But when they're done, there has to be things for them. Because guess what? Jesus died for everybody. He didn't just die for the victims. He died for the perpetrators, too. He did. I mean, hey, the thieves on the cross on each side of him tells that story pretty clearly. And we have to remember that we are all sinful. Even the victims are sinful and the perpetrators are sinful. And all of us fall short of the glory of God. So we can't thumb our noses at people that have committed these things. We have to remember that they deserve to hear about Jesus too and to experience a new life with Jesus.
But
they do. And we have to, you know, they deserve to have that opportunity just like we do. To hear the gospel, to have the gospel shared with them, and for them to have a chance to change their life by receiving Jesus.
But so many times I'm guilty of, you know, a lot of the things that are in my book I'm guilty of. But I'm also guilty of, I start to think, to slow down and say, maybe nobody's listening. But that's the time you need to come out and say, something has to happen to you. Same thing with when you're doing something wrong, you have to say, I need to stop. Well, same thing with me. That's why I'm doing this these videos in the next couple of weeks for the Frau Crowdfunding, because I need to finish my book. I need to finish the course. I need to finish the other book. I'm writing a book, and the people that are in the organization, I'm asking them, in the title of the book, why did I become a convict? And I want them to, there's about 30 or 40 different reasons why that turned them to become a convict. That, now I take that in a small, it's not going to be a big book, get that, now turn it around and sell it, or make sure the kids in school need to read a book like this, because in there, especially kids that are, you know, in the lower, you know, the neighborhoods that are, in, you know, where kids are in trouble, they need to read that to know, oh my God, look at that. I'm in that situation also. All the situations, I'm in that. That's my uncle has touched me. My neighbor, okay, I know he did turn me into doing something bad. All the situations, why they went bad, they have to realize, the kids, and say, oh my God, that's me. That's my neighborhood. That's my uncle. That's my friend. How many, you have to realize, and then self-esteem hits in. So I'm in a road here now. I have to complete things. Okay, I can say, okay, I'm going to just do my two books and that's it. But when you're given a word, okay, when you're given a calling, and every day I wake up, there he is. You know, God's around me all the time. And I neglect him sometimes. Okay, you get lazy. No, I don't want to do it. But I have to do my part. We all have to do our part. There's a lot of people doing this now. But there needs to be a lot more. There needs to be a lot more. And I want to make sure my book, the self-esteem, goes to all languages. Okay? Not just English. The world is doing the bad things, not just us. We say, oh, you live here in the United States, you just worry about the United States. No, you can't.
Yep. No, okay? You can't.
You can't.
It's all over the place. It's
the
not
children
just in
the are
US.
There being hurt.
Yep.
Okay? They've been right. done when they're 8, 10 years old, and they live with the rest of their lives. You can't have that, okay? You can't have that anymore. I see an 8-year-old, 10. I can have that. So, that's what gets me going. That's what gets me going.
Wow. So, this has been a very enlightening discussion, and just, there's some heaviness to this, and if you're listening to this, it is heavy. You may have actually been experienced some of this and you're listening, you know, I'm going to tell you this straight up, you know, if you've had those issues and you haven't ever dealt with them, or say you've been a victim of some of this, you need to reach out to the right kinds of people that can help you.
Yeah.
Do not live in isolation with this and think you can just put it off and put it to the side. I'm telling you right here, right now, deal with it. You need to have it. You need to deal with your situations and your trauma. It's important that you do that, and professionals can help you do that. And you may have perpetrated some of these crimes. You know, you may be somebody that's no longer in prison, or you're in prison right now, maybe you have access to listen to this, but you know what? You can change. You can change your life. And it starts with Christ.
Exactly. And
you know what? I've seen examples of that. There's been people who've come out of those type of situations and have turned into great, great evangelizers. People who can evangelize for Christ and can help people who are going down the wrong road turn before they get too far and deep in that hole, like Ray is talking about. So we've got to wrap this up because we're running out of time. But
okay,
with this discussion, how can someone get connected, buy the book, potentially go on to your crowdfunding? You know, where can they go to get directed to all of this?
Well, I think it's ready by this next Monday. I'm going to have a petition on change.org. Stop Child Abuse, End Exploitation. My book is on Amazon. All right, Amazon.com. What Bad We Do, Don't Ever Cross the Line. Also, I put on Kindle, I wrote an ebook about Ashamed, 10 Ways to Help You Stop Watching Porn. All right?
Amen.
Very simple. I also do a verbal explanation of it if people want, that they can sign up on my website, OurSoulsDirection.com. They can go there also. And with it by September 9th will be the launch of Indiegogo. That's big in a learning situation now that I've got to even expand even more than what I've done. So that's to high schools and colleges also, that course.
Wow.
So I've got a lot to do, God willing, and I'm here. Every day, I learn to walk the walk, So I'm here. That's where they can find me. And and Ray Como Writing, my email, raycomowriting@gmail.com.
All right.
So there's a lot of ways. Please reach out to me.
And do you have a website or a web address that we can go to as well? People can be directed to a website.
Yeah, OurSoulsDirection.com.
All right, www.OurSoulsDirection.com. So I will put that in the show links. That'll lead you to all the other stuff. And make sure you guys go and visit us. Remember, we are here to help both people who've been victims of this, and we're also here to help people who have done this, but then now they're coming out of that situation, because we want to prevent this from happening again. And we have to help both sides. We do. I mean, it's just a part of life, and I'm not saying that that's pretty, but both sides, and we've all are sinful at the foot of the cross. We're all equal at the foot of the cross, no matter what we've done. So let's keep that in mind. So anyway, I have to close because we're out of time, unfortunately. And Ray, thank you so much for being here. I want to say to our KCR community, we thank you for spending this time with us. And if you are either getting something educational out of this or you're enjoying what you heard, please hit that like and subscribe button and the follow button, whichever is on your end.
Please.
Make sure you do that, yes. And make sure you reach out. Go to Ray's website. Check this out. This is an important issue. And
this is the time.
We want to make sure that, exactly. We need to reach out, and we need to be helping people that are in these types of situations.
Yeah.
On behalf of myself and Ray, this is T.S. Wright. And until next time, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. Be blessed, and let the great harvest begin. Hello, everyone. This is T.S. Wright. I just want to give a big shout out, and we're going to be doing this every week, but I want to give a big shout out to all the folks in Dublin, Ohio, as we have a big following there and a lot of people that are downloading our show and listening to it. And we just not only pray for you guys, but we want to continue to thank you for the support and help us in helping us spread the show, the information, and the just getting other people to come onto the show and listen and being able to participate with our community here with both the Kingdom Crossroads and the God Center Concept podcast. So again, big shout out to Dublin, Ohio, and we're going to keep honoring different areas that give us a lot of support each week. And so this week is going to be about Dublin, Ohio here on the Kingdom Crossroads. And of course, over on the God Center Concept, we are also doing the same thing. So we've got areas that we're honoring there each week. But what we want to say is this, is that eventually with your support and your help, we are, our goal is to eventually come to your area and be able to do a show right there in Dublin, Ohio, and have people that are listening to the show come up, give testimony, do those type of things. So we are looking to expand the show in a lot of different ways, and getting people on the show is from these different areas is definitely something that we are looking to do. So feel free to go to our website at www.godcenteredconcept.com. Anything you give, we obviously we're going to use with wisdom. And also you can send us an email, and you can email me at tswright@ghnglobal.net. Thank you so much for your support, and we look forward to eventually being able to come to Dublin, Ohio and preach the gospel and be able to talk to the people that are giving us support there. Thank you so much.